I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. As part of the run-up to the November election, we've been visiting weekly with Laura Cullen Glasscock, the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. Hello again, Laura.
Hello, Alan.
All right, last week you dissected some competitive Kentucky Senate races, and today we're turning our attention to the other side of the Capitol. There are quite a few House seats up for grabs. Now, let's remind everybody, Republicans control both chambers. What is the current margin in the House?
Right now, there are 63 Republicans and 37 Democrats in the state House.
All right, and so let's talk about some of the races that Central Kentucky voters need to keep their eyes on.
Here in Fayette County, there are 10 districts that are either fully in the county or represent part of the county, and all of those are on the ballot, of course. Two of those are uncontested. Kelly Flood in District 75 does not have an opponent, nor does Russ Meyer, who's the former mayor of Nicholasville, and he's over in Jessamine County, but his district includes part of Fayette County. Those two are Democrats, and they'll head back to Frankfort in the fall.
The competitive races, what are we looking at there?
Well, there are three that are open where the incumbent has decided not to seek reelection. One of those is wholly in Fayette County. It's District 88, and the seat is held right now by Robert Benvenuti. And the Republican running in that race is former state representative Bill Farmer. And he held that seat for a decade, from 2002 to 2012. And then he's running against Sherilyn Stevenson. And she's a Democrat, of course, from here in Lexington. And interestingly, she has more money going into that race than he does at this point.
All right. What are the other ones then?
The other open seats are District 56, which is primarily Woodford County, but has a slice of Fayette as well. And the incumbent there, James Kay, is running for Woodford County Judge Executive. So he's decided to step aside. Democrat Joe Gravis is running, and so is Republican Daniel Pfister. Pfister has run before for that seat and has been unsuccessful. Joe Gravis is the former owner of McDonald's franchises in Central Kentucky. And he has a lot more money than Pfister does going into that race. The third open seat is District 72, which is mostly Bourbon County. It, again, a little bit of Fayette in that district. Sandy Overly is not running again. And there's a three-way race there. Emily Ferguson is the Democrat. Matthew Koch is the Republican. And there's a Libertarian on the ballot named Ann Cormican. The voter registration in that district is highly Democratic, 68% registered Democrat. So it's unlikely that the third party candidate will have a lot of impact in that race.
Speaking of impact, what about teachers? We're getting a record number of teachers that are running for office. Is that reflected in these House races that you have been observing?
Yes, there are some. The TPAC is endorsing in there. They've endorsed the Democratic candidate in District 45, who is Josh Hicks, and he's running against Stan Lee. And Lee is seeking his 10th term in office. He's Republican. They've also endorsed George Brown Jr., whose district is downtown, part of North Lexington, heavily Democratic district, 65% registered Democrats in that district. He's running against Republican Marianne Weiss.
All right. What about money? We talked a little bit about one candidate having a little bit more than another. But, you know, the respective Republican and Democratic parties are stock full of cash, according to what you said.
That's right, Alan. The party caucuses, the House caucuses, have plenty of money heading into the general election, and they're surely raising more now. Their last reports were filed in June, and the Republican House caucus reported $275,000 cash on hand, and the Democratic House caucus reported $218,000 cash on hand. So, like I say, they're raising money now. We know that. The next reports aren't due for a while, and they can use that money. The parties can use that money to target individual races across the state. The other thing we need to remind your listeners too, Alan, is the deadline to register to vote is October 9th, which is soon upon us.
Indeed. And our guest again today is the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thanks, Alan. You too.